So, I have traditionally had sermons for various different holidays. And usually at Christmas, I have a series that encompasses most of the month of December. But I thought to myself, I've never done a Easter series. Well, I was wrong. I did. I found one. So, I figured most people have not been around since 2012, and so we probably didn't hear it.
But you probably updated it, right?
Yes, oh yes. But, at any rate, I call this the last days of the first coming, because this is about the week before crucifixion and what happened after. So, our scripture is Matthew 21, 1 through 17. And you may not be exactly the same on here because it was NIV. And Pat may not have NIV, I don't know. But that's...
I switched it.
It'll be close enough.
I switched it.
You did?
But I don't know if it's... I don't know if there's a couple of versions of
okay.
NIV, so I don't know if it's the right one.
Well, it's not exactly the same. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Just a second, honey. I just need to get...
You need to get your coffee and everything so you can keep track of
everything. Well, it's not coffee, it's water, but I need to get the lid on.
Yep. So, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that we can study. Help us to understand it and help us to pull from it things that we can learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the initial thing about this is Jesus tells the disciple to go get this donkey and her colt. And if anybody says anything to you about it, just tell them the master needs it.
Right.
Now, my dad always used to use this to say that you could prove anything from the Bible as long as you only read what I let you read and you take my interpretation. You see, if you just read the part about go get the donkey, well, Jesus is a horse thief.
Right.
He just told him to go steal a donkey.
Right.
But it says that he told them, if anybody says anything, and guess what? They did. We see in another place that he did. Somebody said, what are you doing? And he said, they said, the master needs them. And the guy goes, oh, well, in that case, you can use them. So it was all by permission. But if you only read what I let you, and you take my interpretation, I can make it say whatever I want to. Now, everybody seems to revere Jesus, which is from Zechariah 9:9, where it says, where's the book from Zechariah 9:9? It says, say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And that's what they did. And everybody understood it, and they took it just for what it was. When he gets the question, who is this guy? The answer that they give is that it's just a prophet. He comes from Nazareth. And Nazareth has got a really bad reputation, by the way. But what he was the son of David. God said David's son would always raise, always reign. They was his line would continue on forever until the point where one of his sons would reign forever. So he comes from a line of kings. God said David's son will always be on the throne of Israel. He comes in the name of the Lord, which is found in Psalm 118:26. That's what the Hosanna comes from. Hosanna means praise the Lord. Hosanna means save. Actually, it says. So it's like God saved the king. It's what it is. And they say, okay, he's the prophet from Nazareth. Now, they knew he was the son of David because people would continuously say to him, oh, son of David, come and heal me. So his reputation had gotten out that he was a son of David and that he was very probably the Messiah. But most people didn't believe it. They thought he was just another prophet because we've been having a lot of those. He was recognized as the office of prophet. So he goes into the temple and he goes all prophet on them. Okay? He quotes the prophets. He says, my house is to be a house of prayer. That's from Isaiah 56:7. But you've turned it into a den of thieves. That quote comes from Jeremiah 7:11. Then he goes and he heals the blind and the lame. Now you would think that from doing that, they would kind of get the message. This is not your ordinary person. Okay? But the chief priests don't like it. They saw wonderful things being done, proper respect for the house of the Lord, and they got mad. Their story, the story, is what they want to protect. The rep of their story is that they want to protect the rep of God.
Right.
But really, it's their positions as priests and high priests and all these things and scribes. They want their positions protected. And Jesus says, from the lips of children will come praise to the Lord. That's found in Psalm 8:2. You see what I mean? It's constantly machine gun fulfilling prophecies. So who do we say he is? Well, there are many ideas put forth for who is Jesus. We could say he's a good man. He was a really good guy. On the order of, he's a wise teacher, on the order of Confucius and Gandhi and all these other people. He's a really great teacher of moral things. One of the prophets that God was going to send. But see, he does not give us those options at all. C.S. Lewis said, I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with a man who thinks he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this one was and is the Son of God, or else he's a madman, or something even worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit on him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let's not come up with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He's not left that open to us because he did not intend to. That's the fact. He's either a madman. If he really believes this crap and he's not, then he's crazy. Or he's a liar and a crook working for the devil. Or he's actually the Son of God and God himself. Which is what we believe.
Which is the truth.
Each person must decide for themselves. The options are there, but two of them don't make sense. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us and help us to remember who Jesus is and to remember that he is the Son of God and part of God, and that he is in control of everything, and that we have to come to him in order to be made clean so we can get into heaven. Otherwise, we go off with the devil and his demons, and it's our own fault if we don't accept him. Help us, Lord, to tell people about Jesus and to explain him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.
Does,